I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Deforestation is a constant threat to the Amazon rainforest. Loggers, cattle ranchers, and farmers are constantly pressing to claim more of the forest. The Amazon stores a vast amount of carbon that would otherwise be in the atmosphere. Deforestation releases much of that carbon into the air. But the Amazon serves other environmental purposes as well. For one thing, the giant South American forest affects the globe's climate. Scientists are working to better understand that relationship. The World's Alex Galifant found out more when he visited Brazil's Coeiras Amazon Reserve.
Moving into the rainforest is to feel the trees close in around you. The journey begins on an open road, pulling away from Manaus, the capital of Amazonas State. The road disintegrates into a muddy track. Tree branches reach into your peripheral vision. The track devolves into a rough path scored along the forest floor with wooden boards. Switch to the all-terrain vehicle. Above, the sky is broken into flicking shards that scatter the sun. And then, finally, a climb from green to blue.
Every direction I look, all I can see is forest. Nothing else. And presumably Manaus is somewhere around here, but I can't see it anymore.
No, we can't. We are about 60 to 70 kilometers in a straight line from Manaus. And we can also call this a green ocean.
So this is where I find myself. Only 40 miles outside the city of Manaus, but in every other respect, on a different planet. Environmental scientist Alessandro Araujo has brought me to a tower in the rainforest, a skeleton of scaffolding that reaches up through and beyond the canopy. It's one of a series of towers that form the large-scale biosphere-atmosphere experiment in the Amazon. This tower's been monitoring the forest since 1999.
We have almost 10 years of data collection now, and because of here, we are discovering a lot of things that were hidden, or at least not discovered yet, to the scientific community.
Talk me through some of the bits of equipment that are attached to this enormous scaffolding tower right in the middle of the forest.
We are measuring wind speed at several heights, air temperature, relative humidity, the light that's available for plants to do photosynthesis. This is the sensor which measures that. Rainfall. And the sensor besides that is a sensor that's measuring right now the concentrations of CO2 and water vapor in the air.
It's specific measurements like that, collected over time, that form the backbone of scientific arguments against deforestation. Data from towers like this one help show us exactly what rainforests do.
They act like really a giant air conditioner.
Dan Nepstad is a rainforest scientist with the Woods Hole Research Center.
They take all of that equatorial sunlight streaming down upon the leaves of the trees, and they convert about half of it, capture about half of that energy in the evaporation of water. And that's, it's just sort of like when you're really hot and you start to sweat. It's sort of that loss of that water vapor is what cools much of the equatorial zone, which has a very big influence on climate circulation the way we know it today.
So let's break that down a bit. When rain falls on the forest, much of it gets caught by the foliage, the leaves up at the top. But what gets through the canopy and reaches the soil down below, lots of that is taken up by roots.
And those roots send that water up the stem of the tree. It's actually pulled as if by a giant straw, a soda straw. And the sucking is actually coming from those leaves that are up in the sunlight. And as they lose water into the air through evaporation, they're drawing up more water from down below along the thousands of tiny straw-like vessels that run through the tree.
When the water reaches the leaf and warms up, it evaporates. That water vapor helps create new rain. But there was this mystery.
Because for producing raindrops, you need to have two things, not only water vapor.
Flavio Luizao is with the National Institute of Amazon Research in Manaus. Yes, you need water vapor, he says, but you also need tiny solid particles in the air. These particles latch on to the water vapor, creating condensation. Water vapor becomes rain.
If you do not have this solid thing, you cannot have a formation of a raindrop.
The problem, if you can call it that, is that the air above a large expanse of rainforest is clean.
You just don't find many solid particles floating around.
So how it's possible to produce raindrops or clouds?
Measurements conducted at this system of scientific towers near Manaus helped produce an answer. They revealed that the forest was emitting something else into the air. Gases. Organic gases created by foliage. Above the forest, the scientists found that sunlight was transforming those gases into small crystals.
In the absence of other particles, these small crystals were serving as the nuclei for condensation of clouds and raindrops.
Usually, elsewhere in the world, it generally takes clouds a bit of time to form. Days or even weeks, says Luizhao. But above the rainforest, it can only take a few hours. Luizhao says you can watch it happen on the radar screen.
You can have a small point growing. And it's unbelievable how fast it's growing.
Those clouds then go on a journey from east to west, following the trade winds.
And then they hit the big curve. They run up against the wall, which is the Andes.
Dan Nepstad says some of those clouds head south.
Much of them will drop their moisture as they move across the South American grain belt in what's called the Cerrado Plateau. It's an area which is equal in size to the U.S. grain belt. Some of that vapor makes it all the way to the southern part of South America and eventually moves across the southern Atlantic over to Africa.
Deforestation in the Amazon disrupts that process. If you reduce the amount of trees capturing and releasing water, you reduce the amount of moisture sent into the atmosphere. That means fewer rain clouds forming. It's a vicious circle. Less rain means the forest dries out even more, so even less moisture is produced. That's just a slice of what's going on in this part of the rainforest. Up in his tower above the canopy, environmental scientist Alessandro Araujo is trying to keep an eye on the big picture.
We are changing the landscape so fast that we still not understand what is there. And for me, it's magnificent to be here and enjoying and trying to show up numbers that can help people to protect these things for our next generations.
In other words, he wants his work to count for something. For the world, I'm Alex Galifant. Queres Reserve, Brazil.
We have a lot more on the Amazon and Alex Galifant's trip to Brazil at theworld.org.